ESPN Radio 1392.5 FM. It's the Bottom Line with Brad Taylor, where cashing tickets is what it's all about. Alongside the best in the business, Angelo Carriero, I'm Brad Taylor, 381-1313, if you want to call us here and talk a little sports here on your Sunday morning. On today's show, Vince Stover of the Sports Stove podcast stops by, and he literally compares Terry Wilson to two quarterbacks I never would have thought he would have compared them to in my lifetime in a million years. You'll have to listen to that to hear it for yourself. And Rob Fetcher of the Kentucky State Fantasy Football Championship gives some outstanding fantasy football draft strategy and information. Believe me, this is top shelf stuff. You won't want to miss this. But first, we are the voice of the Reds here at ESPN Radio 1392.5. And of course, we want to see the Reds do well for obvious reasons. If the Reds do well, more people listen to the station. Duh, that's what we want. We want to see the Reds win. But here on the Bottom Line with Brad Taylor, we like to tell it like it is. We cut through all the stuff, and we tell you what's really going on. The Reds are 2-5. They're the last place in the National League Central. They've lost 3 of 4 to the Detroit Tigers, a team that went 47-114 last year. Although we did make a great pick last week in taking Detroit over Cincinnati. We'll get to that a little bit later in the show, in our I Told You So segment. That was the third worst season in this century, what the Detroit Tigers were last year. So what's happened to the Reds? Along with the White Sox, the Reds were the big sheet pick out in Las Vegas to be the World Series champion. Vinny Maliulo, say that 5 times, the director of the sports book at the South Point Casino in Las Vegas, said he took more action on the Reds to win the World Series, not just the division or the league, the World Series, than any other team, not named the Dodgers or the Yankees. That's high praise indeed. But if the season ended today, the Reds wouldn't even be in the playoffs where 16 out of 30 teams qualify. So what has gone wrong with this team early in the season? Well, it's not that early. They've already played over 10% of their games because 7 out of 60 is quite a few in terms of ratio when you compare it to 162-game season. If you've listened to this show, we've been preaching the entire time the bullpen. And Raisel Iglesias is the key guy. He might be reaching the end of his career already at 30 years old. He's pitched in 2 games, 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 yards, 4 strikeouts. Well, but what good is that with a 13.5 ERA? Is this because he has to enter games in the dreaded non-save situation? And he's a closer. Tony La Russa, who managed the A's back in the 80s, when he got Dennis Eckersley, he ruined baseball forever by giving all these pitchers different roles because Eckersley would only pitch the ninth inning and get 3 outs and rack up 40-plus saves every year to make it look like he was more dominant than he really was. So blame all this closer stuff on La Russa for the most part. But it's not just Iglesias. Michael Lorenzen has an ERA of 16.88. He's a guy who said before the season, hey, just pitch me every game. No, you have an ERA of 16. We do not want to pitch you every game. And of course, Cody Reed, who came over in one of those Johnny Cueto multi-mega deals back at the trade deadline a few years ago, his ERA 18. How they still run him out there is a miracle to me, a miracle to everyone. The team ERA for the Reds, 4.79. And if you take away Sonny Gray's 12 innings of 1 earned run, that ERA skyrockets. It's the pitching, and especially the bullpen, an ERA of 7.46 in 25 innings for this bullpen. Does David Bell know what he's doing? I don't know. Does he have faith in his bullpen? Trevor Bauer threw 100 pitches last Sunday in 6 innings. David Bell ran him out there for the 7th inning. Why? He has no faith in his bullpen. And he was right because the bullpen blew the game in the 9th inning and the Reds lost yet another game to the Detroit Tigers. The Reds are hitting .204 on the season. The Reds have seemingly already given up on Eugenio Suarez. He had 49 home runs last year, but this year he started 2-for-25. That's a .080 batting average. And yesterday's lineup, before it was rained out, they've already moved him down to 5th in the lineup. Maybe that's because he went 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts on Friday night, but is it really time to panic on a guy who hit 49 home runs last year and he batted 3rd all year last season? Is it already time to move him down to 5th? Who knows? But that seems a panic move, it seems like, yet another one from David Bell. Other things that haven't gone right this year. The Shogo Akiyama move. He's no Ichiro. He's 4-for-19. And that wonderful platoon last year, Jesse Winker, Philip Irvin, 155 hits last year. They were two of their best four hitters. But they played that platoon role out left field. This year, a combined 3-for-27. Now, the bright spots are the guys that they brought in, the Castellanoses of the world, the Moustakases of the world. They've all been good so far. But although this team isn't hitting, the main reason for the slow start is the lack of a bullpen and a manager who has no faith in his bullpen whatsoever. And in his second season, David Bell really doesn't know how to use that bullpen. And that is the bottom line.
Seems like one thing that you said was that they've kind of given up on Suarez, a guy that I think had potential to be not only a cornerstone of the organization for the season that he had last year, but a guy that could turn into a potential MVP candidate if the wins followed with this new pitching staff. He could have been a guy that you built the entire program around. By the way, Brad, we have a Reds doubleheader today on ESPN Radio Lex. The pregame starts at 11:40. There will be 2 7-inning games. So let me ask you that, if you don't mind, even though this is your program, do you think that because of the two less innings, that the Reds have better chances in the betting odds because you don't have to go to your bullpen as much because of the shorter game?
The Tigers have demonstrated they have a much better bullpen than the Reds do so far this year. So a 7-inning game, getting a pitcher like Bauer especially, letting him go 6 innings, now you've only got to get 3 outs at the end instead of getting those 9 outs at the end. A lot more different. If you, maybe you could run Bauer out there for the 7th and let him finish the game, but you make a good point with the 7-inning doubleheaders. Yes, it helps a team that has a poor bullpen, and the Reds, 29th in the league with that 7.46 bullpen ERA. You're absolutely right, Angelo. That's a dynamite drop in by you. ESPN Radio 1300, 92.5. The bottom line with Brad Taylor, where cashing tickets is all about. And speaking of cashing tickets, we've got two Reds games this afternoon. Game number one, Anthony DeSclafani versus Ronnie Garcia up in Detroit. Second career start for Garcia, so we don't have a lot of information on him. But if you're talking about mediocre, and I'm looking at Angelo when I look at him and I think mediocre, that's exactly what Anthony DeSclafani is. In his career, 36-37 with a 4.13 ERA. Career OPS, where the average pitcher is 100, his career OPS, 101. Let's look at the money side of it, though. The Reds are 52-58 in DeSclafani's 108 career starts. That's a plus 2% return on investment. He's never had a losing season in Vegas since 2015. Of course, he didn't pitch in 2017. On the road, DeSclafani, the Reds are 23-28 in his games. That's a plus 4% return on investment. In other words, DeSclafani is about as mediocre as it gets. So if you're looking for an advantage in that game, there's not a whole lot on either side, if you ask me. But game two, this is one that's going to be very interesting. It seems like Trevor Bauer will be the pitcher in game two for the Reds, but he was a little upset yesterday. He was supposed to pitch the game. He warms up 8 minutes before the game starts. No, we're going to call the game off. But Bauer's all ready to go. He's ready to go. And he goes on Twitter after the game, and he tells the world, this is terrible. I can't believe what Major League Baseball is doing. Why do they run me out here? Yeah, he's very upset. So how does he react today? Because as we all know, Trevor Bauer, on the social media, he's very outspoken. As outspoken as any player in Major League Baseball. But he's not facing Stephen Turnbull like he did last week when you had a decided advantage with Turnbull over Bauer in terms of the history. Bauer still terrible against Detroit, 10-10, negative 16% ROI after last week. With the Reds, if you're putting all your jelly beans on Bauer every week, minus 36% return on investment because he's 3-8. But if his opposing starter today, Daniel Norris, not much better himself. He's 31-45 with Detroit, and at home, he is a negative 50% return on investment. He's 10-28. If you bet $1 on Daniel Norris at Detroit Tigers starts at home in his career, there's a stat you won't get anywhere else, Angelo. You are $1, just $1 per game, you're down $19.03. Not exactly who you want to invest in. The way we're going today, they've been having storms up in Detroit. The wind seems to be blowing strong and blowing out. So we kind of like the overs in the game today. So if you're looking for a little action on the Reds games today, especially that first game with DeSclafani and a guy who's only got one career start, let's go the over the run totals in those games. Those are your Mac Daddy Stogies for today. Go over in both games.
It sounds like if anything, too, you probably would want to bet if there's a line on home runs combined for both teams. If it's blowing out and the ball carries, you might want to take the over on whatever that is for today.
Stat of the day, trend of the day. When the wind is blowing out at over 10 miles an hour, the over hits 54% of the time in any game, any stadium. Rolling your eyes, but hey, that's a 2,000-game sample size. You're hitting 54% return on investment, about 4%. But still, over time, that's how you grind out winners. That's how you put a few extra jelly beans in your pocket, Angelo. I'm here to try to help the public. I'm a man of the people. I'm the Robin Hood, trying to steal from the books and give to the people. That's what we're all about here on The Bottom Line. ESPN Radio 1300 and 92.5. It is The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor, where cashing tickets is all about. The NBA is back. I know Angelo, who loves the NBA, he's very excited about that. Zion Williamson has already lost two games. My little Pelicans to make the playoffs ticket does not look very good right now. I don't feel very good. I felt pretty good about it 4 days ago. I don't feel very good about it at all now. Apparently, he was with Lou Williams at Magic City. Of course, Lou Williams gets, ignored by everybody. But we don't know where Zion went. But, come on back. He only played 14 minutes last night. What's up with that, Angelo?
Oh, that's something I'm definitely going to be talking about here shortly in the 10 o'clock hour. Just my immense frustration going on with the way the New Orleans Pelicans are managing Zion Williamson's minutes. I just will say this. When you say that Zion has lost two games, it's been I would say that Zion is not the reason why the Pelicans are losing these games. If anything, his scoring ability. You look like I have two heads or something when I say that. How can a guy that only plays the first 3 minutes of all four quarters be the reason you're losing the games?
Could they be tanking? Could they be trying to get in the little playoff ping pong ball so they could possibly, in a conspiracy among all conspiracies, the NBA known for conspiracies, could they be trying to get into not a playoff spot to get that first little ping pong ball that appears when they pull out the number one pick?
Absolutely not.
No? No conspiracies?
That's too I love conspiracies.
Oh,
that's
I do
not
too.
Not even close.
You're gonna learn, Angelo. We love conspiracies on this show. Patrick Ewing. Have you heard of that theory?
Okay. Who's the Patrick Ewing in this draft?
I don't know.
Okay, so let's slow down. Oh, Zion Williamson can't be the reason why a team loses when he only plays the first 3 minutes of a quarter. And I'll tell you what, like I say, in the next hour, I'll tell you why that Utah Jazz game will come back to bite the Pelicans in the end.
Make sure to tune in to Angelo. He's got a great show planned. He's already talked to me about some stuff that he's got. 10 o'clock right after this show here, Angelo will have a wonderful show on tap. He's going to talk a lot of stuff about UK basketball that we may not touch on in this game, in this show. I like the NBA back. I'm not shocked at all that the Lakers pull up a tanker against the Raptors last night after the big win over the Clippers. You know, the old letdown game, but that's neither here nor there. We'll talk more about NBA later and who this TJ Warren guy is who got 53 points. Never heard of, I've heard of him, but I didn't think he had 53 points in him. But that's neither here nor there. Coming up after the break, we've got Vince Stover of the Sports Stove Podcast. He's going to join us here on ESPN Radio 1300 and 92.5. But first, Clark's Auto Service has the answer to all your auto service needs. Our good friend Bill Clark and his staff, they haven't missed a day of work since the pandemic hit, and I can attest for myself that their work is top shelf. I have a car with over 200,000 miles on it. Yes, I have a car that old, Angelo, older than you. And Bill fixed it right up, and it runs as well as it ever has. I couldn't recommend anyone more for your car service needs. That's Clark's Auto Service, 764 Westland Drive. And the number is 859-253-1278. And check them out online, clarksautolexington.com. Vince Stover, the Sports Stove Podcast, coming up next here on The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor on ESPN Radio 1300 and 92.5. ESPN Radio 1300 92.5 FM, The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor, where cashing tickets is what it's all about. Coming up after this show, Angelo Carriero will have his show coming up. Tell us what's coming up on your show, Angelo.
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Wynyan Gabriel-John Calipari conflict that's had a lot of buzz, especially on social media, Wynyan Gabriel's comments about the program, and you'll kind of get to hear the way I see it. in the entire conversation between the two, or lack thereof, of a conversation. I'm going to hit on some news, just some topical points, especially talking about Joe Burrow signed with the Bengals. What does that mean for their season? We got LeBron Kawhi the other night in the Lakers-Clippers, which I think everybody wants to see in the Western Conference Finals, is those two teams going at it. And definitely talk about Zion and the minutes restriction. Then get into some NBA awards, because the voting does not include the 8 games. It's just what, everything from March 11th and before. So I'm going to give out my awards for the NBA season.
He may be a mediocre producer, ladies and gentlemen, but he's one of the best in the business behind the microphone. That's Angelo Carriero. Hey, quick lightning round type questions.
Let's go.
Who's this kid that scored 53 points last night?
TJ Warren is a guy that I think even in college, if I believe correctly, he was at NC State. He's always been a scorer. And actually, if you listen to ESPN programming, you can hear the Dan Le Batard show Monday through Friday from 10 to 1. And Dan Le Batard said less than 2 weeks ago to Stu Gotts that TJ Warren could not get you 40 any night. Stu Gotts, he said he could. And guess what? Stu Gotts, as always, right. Am I right?
Angelo calling people out here on The Bottom Line with Brad Taylor. Really quick, Kentucky football wins on the season. They're playing 10 games now, over or under 5.5?
Under.
Very good. How many do you say?
I would say either 4 or 5.
That's a good. See, now you're starting to think my way, Angelo. Yep. I've started to rub off on you. You're still not in the Terry Wilson fan club, or are you?
Who isn't? I mean, I guess Terry Wilson's a great kid. I don't know who necessarily thinks that he can lead Kentucky to the SEC East Championship.
Well, there's a lot of people out there, believe me. I hear from a lot of them, too. Matthew Stafford, speaking of quarterbacks that are underachievers, Matthew Stafford, he has the COVID-19. Are the Lions screwed again?
The Lions are always screwed.
Yes, they are.
It's a perpetual state that they live in.
We're going to move to Washington, D.C. You know why?
Why is that?
The new arena, the Capital One Arena there, they now have a sports book live in the arena you could go to during games. A sports book in an arena during live basketball action. Does life get any better than that?
Good thing I don't gamble on sports, because I would lose all of my money. Unless I start listening to you, and then maybe I will maybe make a couple of... I hate when you say jelly beans, though. I know that's your thing. I hate it. Everybody has their saying coin jelly beans or something, but maybe I would have a couple more... beans in my pocket.
You're starting to come over to the dark side, Angelo. We're going to gradually come over
here.
But see, if you did listen, players out in the desert won against the sports books for the first time in 83 months in the month of June. Did you get in on any of that action?
Absolutely not.
No?
I would have been the one person that swung it to Vegas.
Russian ping pong and Korean baseball, they didn't help you out in the month of June?
Doesn't ring much of a bell. I will say that you won your bet last week in the Detroit Tiger-Cincinnati Reds game. If you load up your Stogie, you would have been able to enjoy it, because your Tigers line hit.
He's still a mediocre producer, but boy, that was a great segue. The Mac Daddy Stogies, Reds and Tigers, a doubleheader today, ladies and gentlemen. These pitchers are tough to call. We don't know where Trevor Bauer's at mentally and physically. Let's go over in both those games. We see the weather forecast is calling for wind blowing out, especially in that game one with a rookie pitcher and DeSclafani, the master of mediocrity, just like Angelo behind the ones and twos here. We'll go over in both those games. We're going to give a little NBA action, Angelo. This is for you. Houston getting 4.5 against the Bucks. Give me Houston and James Harden with a chip on his shoulder. Give me Houston getting some points against the Bucks tonight. And give me Popovich and the Spurs going up against Memphis, one of the most overrated teams in the league. I'm getting 4.5 with the Spurs against Memphis, too. So I'm getting 4.5 points with Houston over the Bucks and the Spurs over Memphis. Your thoughts on those two?
I would go the other way, but that's what we're going to see tonight. The more that you're right, the more I can come in the program and start going to your side. By the way, did you say the Reds have a doubleheader today?
Reds have a doubleheader. The first game starts at 1 o'clock.
And that's crazy, because you can hear the pregame for the Reds doubleheader today at 11:40 right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 92.5 FM. 2 7-inning games, and we will be carrying both contests. So if you're out driving around or at home and you want to hear a good audio program, you can tune in right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5 FM.
Dynamite drop in. All wall-to-wall, all-day baseball here on 1300 and 92.5 FM. And if you're looking for one more Little Mac Daddy Stogie, how about going against Clayton Kershaw at Arizona's day? Just a little thought for the road. Yeah, just go against him. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. Follow us on Twitter @BottomLineLex. Make sure to tune in again next Sunday at 9 o'clock for more actionable sports information.